Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you chose to join us. Our topic tonight is Sacred Geometry and the Heart Connection with our guests Gregory and Gail Hoag. I think we're going to have a delightful conversation, and it's a very timely subject. It seems like sacred geometry has been showing up on our show topics lately, but tonight we're going to bring in the heart connection. And for me, that's the heart is such an amazing, I'm not going to even refer it to as an object, but rather a concept, because I think there's so many dimensions to the nature of our heart. And then to bring in sacred geometry with that very powerful heart aspect of ourself, I think it's going to prove to be an interesting dialogue. And without further ado, I think we'll just jump right into it. Our guest tonight is Gregory and Gail Hoag. Gregory, a scientist and leading expert in sacred geometry, along with his wife Gail, artist, business, and health consultant, formed Metaforms over 30 years ago. I'm curious about that. They create energetic tools that support people to evolve into higher awareness with source and heart consciousness. They are recognized as experts in sacred geometric technologies for improved health, raised consciousness, reduced stress, manifesting purpose, and clearing electromagnetic interference. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here, Les.
Thank you, Les. It really is.
How did you guys get tuned into sacred geometry 30 years ago?
Well, actually, I started working with sacred geometry over 40 years ago. In the early 70s, I started, in actually 1970, I started working with different spiritual masters, working with meditation and consciousness, and then that evolved into getting very interested in pyramids. So I started building pyramids, ended up building some very expensive ones, and it started shifting my body and shifting the energy of my body. I went through some very strong kundalini energy shifts in the late 70s, early 80s, and I started seeing patterns, started seeing geometries that exist before physical matter comes into being. And I started building what I was seeing, and what happened is people would pick these structures up. I built them out of bronze, silicon bronze, because I had a business at that time where we were working with metal and making belt buckles and things. So I was doing this on the side. People started feeling energy, and it really surprised me, because through college, I studied the sciences and was basically rather skeptical of a lot of things until they were proven to me. And so I would take these forms around with me and give them to people, and they'd say, I feel energy coming from this. And I'd go, really? And I'd test it. And then when Gail and I met, things really took off in 1985. And here we are today, because she connected me in with a lot.
And it was interesting, because back in the 70s, unbeknownst to Gregory, because we didn't meet until 1985, I was very, very intrigued by the work of Buckminster Fuller. You know, he's the genius who created the geodesic dome and, you know, amazing books, you know, Synergistics and... I found that his teachings really took me into understanding geometry and wanting to learn more and more about geometry. So when I moved to Boulder in 83, I became interested in geometry and architecture, sacred geometry, different kinds of things. So when we met, it was a really amazing fit. So, you know, it was really our destinies coming together. And it just has just, you know, continued to deepen and spiral into the next thing.
Well, it must have been through the one consciousness that you read my mind, Gail, because I was about to ask you if you had any premonitions towards sacred geometry before meeting Gregory, and you just answered that. I find it fascinating when I have guests on the show. I always like to get a glimpse of how their life purpose comes into their life, at what age. Sometimes there's a big aha moment, and other times they were just born with it, and there was never a moment where they didn't have it. And, you know, if we fast forward now to 2016, and here we are with consciousness rising so vastly across the planet, and there's so much transformation, if you will, of our consciousness. How do you see sacred geometry and the heart connection playing out its part in our current situation?
It's absolutely essential, because everything in creation is based on certain patterns, rhythms, and cycles, and this is sacred geometry. And so sacred geometry is at the root of the movement of energy and understanding how energy moves. And that's what's happening in this pivotal time. This is a time of transformation, as you just said, and working with sacred geometry, we can create antenna systems and tools that facilitate the movement of this energy, the movement of the opening of people's hearts. And literally, the heart is the doorway to higher consciousness. It's at that point of our body, that center point of our body, that we move through in order to access the higher dimensional aspects of our being and all consciousness. So consciousness flows through the heart and is capable of interacting with the physical body and actually working with the brain just like a computer. But the seed of who we are doesn't reside in between the ears and our head. It's a higher aspect of us that comes through the heart to operate the brain and all aspects of our being.
You know, humanity has been praying for the end of suffering, I can imagine, for eons. And it's going to be that higher consciousness, that higher awareness that shows us, that guides us to the choices that can move us from where we are in this particular paradigm into one more congruent. And, you know, you talk about sacred geometry as moving energy. When we experience whatever we experience personally with the universe outside of us, it's going to mirror back to us what's inside of us energetically. Reality has been described many times as a mirror of ourselves. And so when you talk about sacred geometry moving, shifting consciousness, moving energy, that's the change itself, isn't it?
Well, you know, it truly is. And it's about us defining and recognizing ourselves as creative beings, as God beings. You know, suffering, I think, is, you know, one of the things that happen around suffering is that people feel separated. They feel disconnected. They feel disempowered. And, you know, generally when someone's suffering, they also feel like they're a victim. And when we move to another perspective of our being, our soul here on this planet, that we've incarnated to express our divine essence. And that's not suffering. That's creation. So much of our work, Les, is about developing tools that support people in really connecting and recognizing who they are so that they can truly be the creative divine beings that they incarnated to be.
And when we talk about sacred geometry being a tool or working with it as an antenna system, you see, when people move into a space, say in nature, where everything that surrounds them is in perfect order, that is the way the trees are growing, the water's flowing, the birds are singing, the sun is shining, we can move into a space where we feel that love and feel more connected and start to relax. But so much of our environment today is bombarded by electromagnetic frequencies, and we put ourselves under electric lights and in front of computers. And then when we work with the toxins in the environment and all the stresses that are going on in our life, trying to make ends meet and do all the things we're supposed to do to survive, you see what starts happening is the stress, the toxins, the electromagnetic frequencies, these block the flow of that natural order of things. They literally block the flow of energy that wants to come through our heart space. And so what we've done is we've created through shapes, through choice of certain materials, through certain electronic components, circuit boards, we work with certain sound frequencies, certain inert gases, many, many different antenna systems go inside our tools that are worn around the neck or carried in the pocket. And when people wear these, it clears the space. It keeps even our own negative thoughts, our own negative emotions are some of the biggest blockages to higher consciousness going. So when you're upset, when you feel sad, when you're feeling guilty, you disconnect from who you are. That energy can't flow through. And so when we have one of these tools that's resonating with that higher frequency, with those higher energies, what starts to happen is the body starts aligning with those frequencies. The heart opens, more energy from those higher realms flows through, and it makes it so much easier for us to connect to who we really are. And once you're connected, then things start happening. Then, as Gail was saying a few moments ago, we recognize that creative God aspect of our being, that connection to all that is, that connection to unity, is able to express itself unimpeded, unencumbered by all the things in this dimension that are blocking it. Even our own misconceptions about reality start to fall away as we feel that love, as we feel that truth. And truth doesn't exist on the outside in this world. Only signposts saying truth is this way. This is your next step to grow. But through our hearts and through the opening there, we can travel into the other dimensions. We can travel to the highest levels of creation that allow us to really start accessing what is true with a capital T, what really is non-changing and permanent, because we live in an impermanent reality. Things are always changing, and we're existing in a body that's only here for a short time. And as I said before, many of the emotions and hormones that are coursing through this body, many of the needs for survival, you know, the food and everything, that creates stress. So many of these things that we have in this existence make it difficult to be who we truly are. And by working with the geometries of nature, of the natural world, we're able to create a resonance that allows us to discover once again that love that we truly are.
Wow, very well said. That was a very interesting description of the technology of what it is and what it does. That higher self, that higher awareness, has always been an aspect of our persona, and until our mind can come into harmony with it, and it's a very graceful, eloquent energy, that there is a disconnect from that inner knowingness. When you can tune into that, everything you need to know in the moment is already there. And I think it kind of gets us off the hook in the sense where in the past, a lot of times people try to, quote, figure things out, unquote, with the ego. But like you said, in nature, everything exists as it is in its own natural state, and there's no struggle or effort, worry or concern. So with the Heart Companion and the iConnect as two of your products, are these intended to help you stay connected with that in a 24/7 kind of way?
Absolutely. That really is the purpose that we had that was underlying why we created this, to be able to keep us connected all the time. Before we brought through this technology, we were working with a lot of different sacred geometry forms, structures that when you sit underneath of them and meditate, you would go into a meditation much more rapidly, more deeply. If you went into a room with these forms, you would feel the energy that would help you feel more centered and more peaceful. So we started asking that question, how do we create something using what we've learned with sacred geometry and have it as a product that people can wear all the time? So they can take it with them wherever they are, or sleep with it, or have it next to their bed, whatever, in their pocket. So that's where we came forth with the technology of the iConnect. And just like the name, the purpose of it is really about setting up that resonance, that coherent field, so that we are not just subjected to the chaos and all of the other things that are going on around us. Instead, we get who we are, and we can operate, we can function in our lives from a much higher perspective, as well as being completely present in the mundane, everyday life. And it was really fun, because what we started to realize when we were testing the technology of the iConnect, and then later on we evolved it into the Heart Companion, so that it was specifically designed to take that technology so that it can rest at the heart and support the opening of the heart energy and the connection to the head and to our energy systems. And we started to realize with this technology that things like intuition just was enhanced so significantly. There was a sense of knowing, there was a sense of, you know, kind of knowing that everything's okay, rather than having that angst, like, you know, trying to make things happen. Interesting things like, you know, a lot of people, myself included, used to put things off a lot, procrastinate. All of a sudden, I found that I wasn't procrastinating anymore. I was doing what was on task for me, what was on purpose. And that's what we started getting feedback from people, that their relationships were better because simple things like they didn't take themselves so seriously. Instead, they could, you know, kind of like view themselves a little bit from a distance. And in that way, they had more moments to be able to come back in response and in relationship in a way that incorporated their heart, incorporated their higher being.
And it's just as you were saying before, Les, it's so important to be in this space, and then you allow your life to happen. You don't try to make it work. And that's really, I was thinking of, you know, that phrase from the Bible about the lilies of the field, how they toil not. And really, when you're in this space, you don't have to toil. You don't have to work at life. What you do is a joy. You want to be doing things of service. You want to be doing action, but you don't have to stress over it. You don't have to work out how. There's a bigger power that can move through us, and our space is one of allowing. Our space is, you know, you give the ego something to do, and it's got us, you know, a certain distance in this lifetime, and that's good, but then you let something bigger control your life and give you direction. And that's what we've been doing together for 30 years, and that's where the forms have come from and the tools. It's like something new is always coming up. And recently we took this same technology and we've applied it to two other very important aspects in our lives. One, to pets, and two, to children. And so each one has a different type of internal design component and different antenna systems, but we're watching amazing things happen for people that work with a Pet Connect and have a heart companion. Not only the communication they start having, but one of the main things that is lovely is that pets take on so much of our stress, so much of our energy. And what happens with these tools is it allows the pets to ground that energy and they don't have to take it on. So pets have been just reacting in such wonderful, unique ways to have them not be stressed out, to have them be totally enjoying themselves a lot more. It's fun to watch and the feedback we get from people. And now the same thing, some of the feedback we're getting from people with young children. And one of my favorites is actually someone older who's about 16 who just had a pendant, lost it, came in for another one because he realized he couldn't function. He couldn't feel like he was in his power. He couldn't feel present. He couldn't think clearly. And he's one of these new children that have come in. You know, there are so many new souls coming into this time to help populate the earth. You know, they talk about the rainbow children and the indigo children and the crystal children. And these are all different aspects of amazing beings coming into incarnation. And they don't fit into society so well. And the sad part is the only thing present society knows to do with them is to drug them. Give them, yeah. And that's what's going on with this kid. He said the drugs don't work anymore, but this works, and it's beautiful to watch him start to blossom.
Well, it's nice to hear of some of the experiences people are having with this. Do you have some more examples you can share with us about people using your products?
Oh, so many. You know, it's like, a short while ago, there was an older couple in their, I'd say late 70s. They came in, they bought a heart companion. And then they came back to my shop about a month later to get some other things because it was working so well for them. And he kind of leaned over and confided to me, "I love it because my wife doesn't yell at me as much anymore." And she overheard it, and she said, "That's because I don't have to." You know, it's like they both shifted in their consciousness in a way where there was deeper connection and relationship, and he didn't her, you know, that aspect of her that felt it needed to yell, and he was reacting and interacting with his environment in a more conscious way. And that's what I watch with so many people. I've had people that wear it, these two young women that one, the pendant has two sides. One side is more grounding, the other side is more uplifting and energetic. And she said she goes from one side to the other. She was in this business where she was working with individual clients, and then they promoted her to working with literally 1,000 people. And she said she was able to handle that transition because of wearing the heart companion. And when she wants to communicate with all of them, she has it in one direction. And she said she and her sister both told me so many things that were going on. And one of the main things was how protected they feel, how insulated from other people's negative thoughts, the negative things in the world. They feel totally at peace and in their strength, just like this young man that said he felt grounded and in his power. And that's a big thing that starts going on with a lot of people.
You know, we have stories where we've heard stories from people about very stressful situations that they were able to go through, not in the old way of getting stressed out, instead being very present. And we have our own little story that way, where we live out in Lyons, Colorado, and in 2013, there was an enormous flood. And
right.
Our area got impacted seriously, significantly. In fact, the river, which had been kind of like a trickle before the rain started, became just a raging river that blew out, you know, any access out, and it encroached. It went from like a football field away from us to this enormous river that came within a foot of the concrete pad of our driveway, and carved this huge river basin that was like a 35-foot cliff. And what we noticed during that whole experience, because it was quite dramatic, was we didn't go through it the way that we used to. We just knew that everything was okay. We knew that we were taken care of, and our opportunity was just to be present. You know, what do we do next? How do we function in a good way? You know, the next step and the next step. And that, I think, is really profound, and I think that is some of the kind of feedback that we get from people, that they aren't stressing out. And, you know, stress is a major cause of not only disease, but all kinds of, you know, dysfunctional relationships, you know, just so much. And when we keep our center, when we know who we are, when we're connected, then we recognize that what we're in is an opportunity to reach for who we really are. You know, that it can all be used as an entry point for our personal growth, for our ability to, you know, to really be able to express compassion and the goodness of who we all are.
Wow, I like that. You know, when we take a step back and look at what we're talking about here, sacred geometry isn't a recent thing. It's the fabric of all that is. It's a principle that was there from the beginning, before culture, before language. And then you take that fundamental truth, or the fundamental essence, if you will, of the universe in a, quote, mechanical sort of way, and then you drop in your soul, who has no concept of fear, no concept of limitation, and those two pair up really well. And then the third element is our ego and our karma, and that's where we got separated, as we've talked about in the show tonight. It really seems like the physical presence of these products affords a presence of clarity, if you will, a presence of essence, if you will, of the fundamental nature of nature. So our minds and our karmic momentum can cleanse itself and move more into alignment with those other two elements, which have always been in alignment with the nature of life itself.
Absolutely. You know, Les, it's like, and karma is a much deeper, more involved thing than many people realize. It's not just doing something bad and then having a similar thing happen to you, so you say, oh, I understand what's going on. But karma is literally the way we view the world. That is, we've all had many thousands of lifetimes. And in all those lifetimes, our interactions with this reality form concepts within our being. And so then we lodge those concepts deep within our being, and that's the way we look at the world. Men are like this, women are like that. This kind of situation always results in this. So it's not just what our parents and teachers have put into us in this lifetime, but it's thousands of lifetimes coming to bear to look at this reality, and we project all those thoughts, all those understandings on this reality, which is why so many great saints refer to this as an illusion, because it's a projection of all of our beliefs from all of these lifetimes. And so that's the karma that needs to be stilled. That's the illusion that needs to be dispelled. And it's only by being in the moment, coming from that higher perspective through our hearts, that we depend not at all upon our personality, not at all upon the thousands of personalities that we're still dragging along in tow with our character. And when we're able to let all of that go, then we can see the reality of what is happening at the moment and what drives people and why things are interacting the way they are. And then it gives us the freedom to be actually interacting from a higher perspective, a perspective of universal love, a perspective of love that doesn't exist just in this dimension. You know, this world has a limited sense of love. And when we talk about unconditional love, that doesn't mean loving someone more. That means loving someone without any kind of layover on them at all, seeing them as that pure light. And we can only do that if we ourselves are connected through the heart space to that higher aspect of our being. And these tools are training wheels that are helping us get there, you know, so much faster than without them. And it's something that just fills me up with so much joy and love all the time, because of what I'm feeling because of working with these tools and watching people change.
Well, I like what you said about unconditional love. It's the doorway to heaven on earth. The sense I've got is heaven has anchored itself back on the planet, and it will expand exponentially as the nature of consciousness is, and until more and more beings can embody that unconditional love. And like you said, unconditional love, by its very nature, has no motive or intention. It's accepting of all that is, just as it is. And I'm with you. I feel like it's like a teeter-totter or something that's about to swing the other way, and instead of moving deeper into fear, I mean, the collective has been going through all kinds of upheaval, moving into alignment with a deeper understanding of the truth. But that unconditional love that you talk about, that exists through all time and all space, is beginning to show through the faces of the human beings that can move into alignment with it.
I feel incredibly optimistic. When I look at the events that are going on our planet right now, to me, it's an expression of the light is illuminating the stuff that's been there, but it wasn't brought to awareness. When we bring something to awareness, then we have the opportunity to be able to make new choices, you know, to see it differently. When you know, so much stuff has been hidden, you know, we can't really truly be empowered. And this is a very, very empowering and polarizing time. And that's often the way transformation happens. You know, when you realize the different polarities of choices, and it really is an indication of the momentum that's happening. And I feel that particularly with young people, they are not accepting the modes that our generation accepted. They know
right.
better. So they're listening to their heart. They're listening to their intuition. And they're not going to go by the same guidelines that, you know, that we, you know, that we bent to. And we're going to follow them in a lot of ways, even though, you know, we're setting out a lot of good stuff for them. And they are going to just really run forward with all the gusto that it takes. So this is a time where I think we'll see people doing their clearing work. I know for Greg and I, we've noticed that as we moved into 2016, we found ourselves wanting to, you know, get into our spaces and clean up the old stuff, you know, be able to put that at rest so that we can have that receptacle available to fill up with the quality of light, the quality of inspiration that's really here for us. And I hear that feedback from a lot of people. And, you know, what we notice is that the energy on the planet, if you're open to it, it's driving you, you know, into what we call in science, there's something called perturbation, which means that, you know, the system is being shaken up, and it is going to continue to get shaken up until it actually evolves. It jumps to the next level of what it's meant to be. We can't predict what that is. You know, I think we all have an idea, a feeling of it, because, you know, we can go to those higher realms and have that knowing. So I think we're in that shake-up time right now, and that's a very positive indication of what's on the horizon. So, you know, learning how to be present in the moment, to integrate the heart with the mind, and to really work on just clearing the pathways. I think that is so much of what our work is right now. And why, you know, we're very excited about getting more and more of our tools out, because they are supporting people in the coherent field that assist them in that connectivity, in that ability to be able to truly do what we're here for. You know, as we were talking before, you know, we all enrolled for this mission here, and it's pretty exciting that here we are, you know, it's really extraordinary.
It's the ending of so many different ages. You know, that's what 2012 was about. That's what, you know, the shifting of the age into Aquarius is about. That's what, you know, some of the great cycles that come out of Sanskrit and India are the yugas. And the Kali Yuga is the age of most separation. And that's what we have been caught up in for the last over 5,000 years. It started 3,000 BC, and it will be ending over the next few hundred years. So this is part of the transition. The energies are shifting on the planet. The core of our galaxy is pulsing out energies. That science is literally watching things shift on our planet in very big ways, and the electromagnetic field is diminishing, it's jumping around, there's potential for a polar shift, which really doesn't mean the planet's going to flip, but it means more energy is coming in. As the electromagnetic field weakens, more cosmic, more solar energy comes into the planet, and this energy, all of these energies, impact human beings, because when you put energy into a system, change wants to happen. So people are changing, and wherever there's weak points within their being, wherever they have issues, wherever they have fears, that's where the energy is going to really be pushing. So it's almost like if you have anything that's off, you're going to feel it more strongly right now. You're going to feel the stress of trying to hold on to what was and being forced into change, whether you like it or not. And it's not, you know, a thought or a nice maybe going to happen. It's physiologically happening, and science is measuring it and watching the shifts on the planet, and those shifts are impacting us. So the only way to get through it is to be in your center and ride it. You can't ride it from a mental place. You can't just believe something and be a Pollyanna and hope everything's going to work out. You have to really work on yourself. You have to accept and love who you are and be able to be in your center and watch things go on around you and not take it personally, but just do what you're being put in front of to do and just be part of the change in a positive way. We're meant to be conduits to bring this higher frequency through into this planet. That's our option as human beings, to make a difference here by shifting consciousness, by bringing through more love. And that's not our love, it's the universal love we talked about, the unconditional love that can move through us. We're not capable of generating it, we're capable of being a doorway for it and allowing it to infiltrate this world. That's one of the highest opportunities to be a human being right now, is to be that conduit, to be that bridge, to be that doorway for love to come in and touch all of those around you, and that spreads out to start shifting the world and be part of this shift in such a positive way.
And when you drop into that alignment as the conduit of that divine love flowing through you, the ego experiences immense waves of joy. And the notion of joy to the world is moving back into the alignment with that love. You know, it's curious because as we're talking tonight about our souls choosing to participate in this way at this time in the transition of human consciousness on the planet, I just have to smile for myself because I started off this lifetime working in broadcast television, and my soul put me in front of these really big television transmitters that make, you know, like 1,000,000 watts of power, and that gave me the ability to wrap my noggin around what the hell power is. And if you were to, perhaps you guys feel the same way, maybe not, but if you were to go back 30, 40 years and run into yourself and say, well, there's going to be a transition of consciousness that hasn't been seen on this planet for eons of time, and you're going to be one of the vehicles for conduiting the language and the understanding of it, and yet here we are talking about the very mechanics of unconditional love exuding through the personification of a human being, I just smile ear to ear. It's like I'm so flippin' happy about my life and my life path up to this moment, and perhaps you two share that same kind of perhaps the word is awe of how it has all unfolded in your own personal lives. What do you think?
It's amazing. I love how you shared that story because, you know, that really is the essence of the human experience. And to be able to look at our lives in all the different aspects and to see the threads, you know, what you're doing, Les, is, you know, you're coming to this from a reflection of the soul. You know, so you really get that, you know. We all have personalities, we all have stories, we all have lots of different experience that we've had, but when it comes down to it and we can look at what's really the essence, what's really important, that's where we are right now. You know, that's what we're talking about. And there's so many different ways to get to the point that we get to. You know, there are some people that, you know, go through some pretty dramatic experiences to all of a sudden, you know, be jolted into the recognition of who they are. And there's other people who were born with it and who know it. And, you know, we just do it all in our own beautiful way. And
right.
I think the most important thing is that we see the magnificence of what is. You know, that this life experience is truly a blessing of our soul coming into a physical expression that can be in this evolutionary state. You know, it's just, it truly is awesome. And, you know, when I look back at different times when, you know, I didn't really totally get it and I could see myself stressing over situations, it was because I didn't get the bigger picture. I didn't see the connection or I didn't feel the connection. And yet when that connection is engaged, everything shifts. You know, it's like that aha moment where you realize why you did the things you did. You know, why all those years ago you were in broadcasting. It was perfect in this whole evolutionary picture. All of the aspects are so magnificent. It's really, you know, it is this creative genius that we are this expression.
Right. Hey, let's talk about your platform. Now, I know you have a shop in Lyons. Do you work with people one-on-one? Do you have seminars? Do you have webinars? Tell us about what you're about.
Well, we do have the shop in Lyons, and we spend a lot of time, Gail and I, now. We're writing a book this year, and we're spending a lot of time on YouTube, sharing information with people, and reaching out with many other different teachers and people where we're working with them. Our website is iconnect2all, so iconnecttoall.com. And you can see a lot of what's going on there. But we spend our time working out of our home, and then we have people at the shop making all of these tools. And so our job right now is to put out the information. We do it on the website, on YouTube, working with other people, getting it into the healing community. We work with a number of different people that are working with Pleiadians and different star groups where we build some of the antenna systems for them. We're working with people that are getting it into the business community, and that's very heartening. A dear friend of ours, Daniel Gutierrez, is really helping us promote our Heart Companion, and he works with companies like BY Mellon Banks, Mercedes-Benz. Some of the big companies are starting to open up to the reality that they need to have more of a conscious perspective. They need to have more of a higher, almost spiritual understanding, but to put it into a bigger human construct. And where it's really starting to make its way into business right now is through the term mindfulness. I mean, Silicon Valley is really starting to embrace meditation. Still, at this point, they often are doing it because the bottom line is that they are better at business when they are meditators, and they're better at understanding how to solve problems and relate to other people when they meditate and are mindful. But it's still one step in the right direction toward being aware of who you are in context with everything else and feeling it from a bigger perspective, that bigger perspective that includes everything in the sense of a unity. And the more mindful we are of what's going on around us, and that begins just being aware of everything. And the wonderful thing of these tools is they move us to a higher perspective, so it's very easy to be mindful of who you are from that higher context. It's like being able to look down into the valley from the edge of the valley, and you can see the whole layout more clearly. You can understand how and why people are interacting the way they are, and you don't get caught up in the components of it that could once drive you crazy and make you react with stress or anger or sadness. It's like giving everything the space to be what it is, and your mindfulness, your love, your coherence creates such a strong field that it starts affecting the disconnect, the incoherence of those around you and the systems that are existing around you. A being of coherence always trumps beings of incoherence, because incoherence has no strength. That's why there could be such a strong being like Jesus Christ or Buddha or Muhammad, and they affect so many people, thousands, millions of people, if you would put them on one end of a yardstick and then Christ or Buddha or Muhammad on the other end, or any great saint like Guru Nanak and so many saints and conscious beings, their consciousness outweighs and holds the space for so many others. And so that's why we're feeling so positive right now, because the more mindfulness that people exhibit, the more they bring that into their daily life, the more it goes out and starts affecting things and people they have no idea they're touching, but it's making life-changing differences for all those around them.
Well, human consciousness is exponential in power when it comes to power. And so when you raise your consciousness, and that's a galactic gnat's ass, you've changed your whole entire paradigm, and you've also exponentially changed your point of presence in the holographic galaxy, actually. And like you said, one person that can be in that eloquence can have so much more effect than droves of people, like you said, who are incoherent with the nature of life. Well, you know, an hour can go by pretty fast, so I want to just open it up for any closing ideas or inspiration you have that you want to share.
Well, I've really enjoyed having this conversation with you, Les, and like we were saying, you know, this is such an extraordinary time, and it's important that we move from that place of separation into the consciousness of we, the unity, and everything that we can do to open ourselves up, prepare for the acceptance of who we are, the acceptance of all people, all life. The more we accept and move out of resistance and fear, the more we can take those steps and build the network, build the field, the energy, so that more and more can evolve the way it's meant to be.
And that field is being built, and people are stepping forward. It's like years ago, I was always lamenting, oh, no one understands this. And a lot of that was my disconnect, my misunderstanding. And the more I got into the space in my center, the more I saw myself change, and we've watched people shift so much over the last 3 decades that we've been doing this. And there are millions of people around the planet that are opening their hearts to higher consciousness. And it's so important to realize, for all those listening, that you are not alone, that you are really part of this growing group of conscious beings that is making a difference. And as has been said so many times to each of us, it is the importance of each person's act in their life coming from a place of consciousness inside that is indeed making a difference in so many other people's lives in this transition right now. It's happening, and it's exciting, and I have a grin from ear to ear like you too, Les. I really, really appreciate seeing and feeling your smile and your heart, and thank you. And it's fun playing together. We can have so much fun right now. This isn't a time of stressing out. This isn't a time of overload in work. This is a time of joy and creative expression. So find your place of expression and creativity and joy, and find people to share it with and play with.
Well, it's been a delight having you both on the show. I just want to say, Gregory and Gail, thank you for being our guests tonight.
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Gregory and Gail Hoag, you can find them at iconnecttoall.com. It's been a delightful conversation tonight. If you've appreciated the content and the heartfelt space of this show tonight, you know, next time you get in your car, or perhaps you have an airplane flight coming up, there's all kinds of radio episodes that you can listen to when you're captive in your car, if you will. You can go to newhumanliving.com, and right there on the radio page, there's all kinds of dialogue from open-hearted people, just like our conversation tonight. And when you take the time and listen to people who share from the heart, your heart is moved too. You know, it's always a delight bringing conscious people on the show that have found the compassion in their heart and build a platform to share that compassion with humanity. Because when you share space with people who come from a place of genuine compassion, it touches you at your deepest level. And you can have that at any time during the day. And the newsletter is a great thing to sign up to. Every week I take the time and dial in to the language of what needs to be heard for people to understand that deeper truth of who we are. We're all infinite souls. Our potential never dims. We're here to understand that truth and to manifest it in a joyful and happy way, just being whoever the hell we are. You can't do it wrong. You can't do it all. So, you know, belly up to the bar and enjoy the show. Thanks for joining us tonight. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.